The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, Bowen Hammett was born with a rare congenital heart defect.
He still, you know, deals with feeling sickness sometimes because his body just tuckers out a little quicker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's still a few things. He lives on lower oxygen because he has half a heart. But overall, mm-hmm. he's doing really well.
You know, one of the most exciting things in a person's life should be, well, of course, getting married should be. And marriage should still be special because marriage should be what God says it is. And redefining it makes everything go downhill. Looking forward to the birth of a child. It's hard to believe that people can think of a child as being something expendable, something you just do away with. We had a goldfish die this week. Yeah. I'm about to cry. I just liked it because his little buddy tried to take care of him when he couldn't swim right side up anymore. You know that.
I know.
I wanted to go get him a buddy when his buddy died. How do you look at life and not see it's precious? Well, here's a couple about to have a little boy, and they find out, you know, there's a lot of trouble coming when this little boy they name Bowen. As a matter of fact, there's a documentary on it, and Dad's going to tell you about it. But they knew. They had trouble. Well, Matt and Bowen are here, and Bowen is 12 now. No child very rarely lives past five that has this condition, if even that long. Well, Matt, I'm glad you and Bowen are here.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Bowen, I'm glad you brought your dad. You're really a good-looking guy.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
I love your smile, buddy. Sit here and look at you smiling at me, you know, and what you've been through, you're just fortunate to be able to smile.
Yeah.
And just sitting here and be 12 years old.
Yeah.
Matt, I want you to tell us, our people, what it was, all of our viewers, what do you have? What did you know you were facing? And tell us about the journey.
Yeah. So in April of 2010... we went in for a 20-week ultrasound. We had two little girls, Emmy and Claire, and we actually took Emmy with us. And it was a special moment because she was in there just looking at the screen, mm-hmm. watching the wonder of life in mommy's belly. And we found out that her and her little sister's dreams of having a little brother was coming true. Mm-hmm. So it was a really joyful moment.
How old were they at the time?
So, oh gosh, at the time, they would have been only 2 and 4 at the time, yeah.
But they still knew. We're going to have
a
brother.
Yeah, oh yeah, a little brother. You know, they told us he was coming, and we said, slow down. We got to find out. So 20 weeks, we found out. But that same day, we also found out that he only had half of his heart. Mm-hmm. It was a condition called hypoplastic left heart syndrome.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot to come at you. It's a mouthful, you know. What does this mean? Mm-hmm. What is our life going to look like? And leaving that appointment, we had a lot of support from our OB, who's a good friend of ours. But that led us to, from April to September, when he was due, many months of just having to wait and pray, mm-hmm. trust the Lord with what he's going to do, and like anyone who's been through medical journeys, they know all the different specialists and doctors that you see. And we got a pretty grim forecast from some of those doctors. I think for me, one of the most heartbreaking parts of the story is that there were several of those doctors who told us that the loving thing for us to do for him, for our marriage, for the siblings would be to end our pregnancy. That broke my heart as a dad, you know, just to, here I think I'm going to the doctor to get help yeah. for our son to live and being told that maybe we shouldn't allow him to live at all.
And they say abort.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so that was a really difficult part of the journey, which gave me a lot of empathy, too, of course, for all the women and men that sit in that chair and hear this news who maybe don't have the support that we had. And but we believe that life is sacred. Every life has inherent value from God. And so we chose life for Bowen. And we named him Bowen because Bowen means small, victorious one.
Wow.
That was a meaning I found. I love that. He had a small heart, but he had a big story because it's God's story. And we just get to carry it. And so from April to September, we did. We just had to grow in our faith. And we had a lot of feelings, a lot of fears that we just prayed that God would help us through. And on September 9th, 2010, this little guy was born.
You were born 1 month before my birthday, October 9th.
Really?
Yeah. And my mother tried to have me aborted.
Wow.
And the doctor wouldn't do it because she was raped and got pregnant. Oh. But the doctor just, for some reason, let me live and have 3 children, 11 grandchildren,
and 14
great-grandchildren, 25 wow. grandkids, and I'm sure a lot more on the way. Well, I want to know this about the situation here. How long did it take? Because he's sitting here at 12.
Yeah.
So how long before you could tell that you had a turnaround? Was it very slow progress?
Well, 5 days after he was born, he had his first open heart surgery. Mm. And we were not sure what to expect. They told us that it had gone pretty well, but he was still recovering. And that first night was really the hardest for us. We went to get some sleep and were called at 2:13 in the morning. I'll never forget that time because, you know, you wake up and there's those alarm clocks with the big bright numbers mm-hmm. on it. And we were told that Bowen's heart had stopped beating. Mm-hmm. And so that night, it started really difficult. You know, we went to his room and the doctors were around him and they had taken the patch off his chest, so his chest was open. Oh. There was a nurse who had her fingers between the walls of his chest, like just pumping his mm-hmm. heart with her fingers. Oh. To keep him alive for 45 minutes, and we were surprised, but felt very blessed they let us be there because we got to just hold on to his little feet through everything.
I'm thanking
for
God for those little yeah. fingers
yep.
on that nurse,
absolutely.
That little heart. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful that they worked to save Bowen's life with God's help. And that night we thought we lost him. They pulled me into another room, me and my wife, and I just remember two things in that moment. I remember just praying, first, just saying to Jesus, Jesus, you're my treasury, the only thing that nobody can take from me in this life. And so in that weird way, that moment of darkness, it was like the light of Christ was still just shining so bright there. But I still felt that despair. And I prayed a prayer in that moment of desperation that God would save my son's life. And moments later, that the nurse that had called us to tell us that Bowen's heart stopped beating came back and told us that Bowen's heart was beating again.
Awesome. And, thank you, God.
Yeah, and I remember walking back into that room, and one of the doctors that was stitching him up, where they had placed him on life support, looked at me with tears in his eyes, and he said, hey, Dad, you've still got a kid in there. Mm-hmm. And two more open heart surgeries, stroke, all kinds of issues that we've had to deal with.
How old was when he had the stroke?
That was when the first visit to the hospital, which was
wow.
the first 6 months that we were there.
Wow.
And so we had two major open heart surgeries in the first 6 months. And then we really had a really sweet kind of season where he was doing much better over time. And when he was 8 years old, we knew that it was time for another surgery. Mm. And we had to make a hard decision to go back in with our little buddy. You know, when they're a baby, you don't know him yet, you love him. Mm. But now he's part of our family, right? He's got a little brother at the time. And then we had to take him back for his third open heart surgery, and that's when we decided to make this film, because we had so many people asking us, how do we deal with this? What do we expect when our kid goes into the hospital, when he has a surgery? How does it affect your marriage? How does it affect your family? We spent so long answering those questions for people because the story had been public.
You have something you want to ask Betty, what you personally brought?
Only thing I was thinking about is you faced many surgeries already with
yes.
him. The emotions that you and your
yeah.
wife have gone through in the family, just waiting, not knowing what would happen after every surgery, is that right?
Yeah, it really was hard for us because we wanted to be helpers to others even through all that, you know? We wanted to use his story, we always have, to encourage others, but we still had to learn how to deal with our own grief, right? And I think a lot of leaders or people in ministry deal with those issues of how do I be vulnerable about my own pain and my own grief. And my wife and I had quite a journey together with some trusted counselors who walked us through some of that grief and have helped us through those times. But it's real and it's hard, and we still have those moments where we face
sure.
what's going on inside of us. And some of the grief that we feel, and we try to look out for his emotions too, because we know that it's not always easy for him either. Sure. You know.
Did you feel like that you were kind of a load on the family sometimes?
Kind of, not really.
Did you want to help them because you knew they were doing everything to help you? What did you feel? Did you pray for mom and dad?
Yeah, I felt like, well, scared for the surgery, and I was always like, snuggle my mom.
He loves to snuggle mama. Oh,
okay, so this surgery was successful, I suppose, at 8. It was quite a remarkable change.
Yes.
So they gave him, and now do you see more surgeries in the future?
So at this point, this is considered a full repair for what his issue was medically. So we could have more. At this point, we're not totally sure. A lot of kids who go through this find themselves needing transplants at some point or other procedures. But at the moment, we're experiencing a season where he's doing pretty well in the heart that he's got. And so we're praying for him every day. He still, you know, deals with feeling sickness sometimes because his body just tuckers out a little quicker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's still a few things. He lives on lower oxygen because he has half a heart. But overall, he's doing really well.
Well, you know, you're a musician. When did you know you could sing?
Oh, ever since I was like 2, maybe.
He was.
I was drumming, singing, doing all that music stuff. But yeah, 8 was when I really wanted to get into music and start singing.
So you wrote several songs. And have you put all of them on one DVD or anything? You can get them, CD, you can get them?
So we did an album, an EP.
Okay.
With 2 songs. It's called Safe Right Here EP.
Okay, so that, you know, yeah, that is the name of a song.
Yep.
Safe Right Here,
yep.
That he wrote, but you helped him.
Yeah.
And you all are going to do that song for us.
We absolutely are, yeah. And also, we'll mention that if people listen to him online, which they can listen wherever they stream music, there is a version of Safe Right Here that Mercy Me sings on with him as well.
Wow, so, isn't that cool?
Yeah. That's great.
Mercy Me is pretty good. I'm glad you helped him get known.
Yeah, that's pretty much. He made him famous.
Do you know, what are you all traveling? How do people pray for you in ministry?
I was in a band called Sanctus Real for 20 years. And in 2016, I left the band to be home with my family more, partly because of what he's gone through.
Sure.
And so we've still remained doing music and speaking. And it's been a real blessing. I get to have the family travel with me probably about half the time I go. And I've slowed down quite a bit. But a lot of the times, Bowen comes with me. And it's been beautiful, especially when we're doing pro-life events to help out pregnancy resource centers. And bringing him, telling the story, and having him come sing, there's not a dry eye in the building. And it's a blessing to hear his story firsthand for people, you know.
Well, you know, I came in when I first met you. I just prayed immediately for Bowen's heart to just be perfect.
Yeah.
Have to have a transplant, but whatever God wants to use whoever, like he used that lady with her little fingers.
That's right.
But you all did a song. And it's called Safe Right Here. And you wrote, basically, I'm sure Dad put some finishing touches on it.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how God's used it. So we're going to get to hear that song when I first walked in this studio and met you all. And you're going to be a real blessing to all of our audience. So let's listen to the song, Safe Right Here.
You're so close to my heart, I can feel it. I hear wind moving in my spirit, whispering, come and find your healing. When I'm scared, I just keep on breathing. I know that I have a rhyme and a reason. I have the faith that it takes to keep believing. My heart stays right here, safe in the hands of the one who created me. Safe.
Oh boy. All I got to say is that is absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
And you can get it again. Let's say the name of the documentary, the film.
Yep, Bowen's Heart.
Bowen's Heart.
And people can go to bowensheart.com. They can find the music, the film, all of it.
And how long is the documentary if they wanted to set some side of time? To
90
watch
minutes. It's
all right,
full
so
length,
it's a
feature
full,
length.
It's like a full movie.
Yep, it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Now then, if they want to get the, let's say, the album in whatever format it's available, I'm sure you tell them, where do you go to get it?
Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to music on your phone, or, like, we have CDs, but we can't.
Okay, what do they type in? What do they type?
What's that? They can type Bowen Hammett. Okay. H-A-M-M-I-T-T. Bowen Hammett.
I really hope you'll get that. I want to show you. I'm going to show you something. Listen to our missions director sharing the heartfelt concern of a mother. And you're the miracle mothers long for. You're the perfect miracle. Yes, you are.
So I'm sitting here in Vessa, Angola. It's a very rural countryside area. And I just listened to Rosa here share her story of the loss of her children. It's so tragic. She's lost three of her children to hunger. And she was sharing the story of her oldest child that died from malnutrition. He was 4 years old. Mama, I'm going. And she said it caused her to literally faint. And when she woke up, he was gone. Can you imagine, Mama, I'm going? I know that you love Rosa and Clementine. Without mission feeding, we cannot guarantee that Clementina is not going to follow her brothers and sisters in that same path of, Mama, I'm going. Do all that you can to make sure that villages like this don't have to lose any more children. That no mother ever has to listen to her child say, Mama, I'm going. Please help.
Oh boy. Betty, two. Do you know when our little daughter, she had three teenage children when she left us. She just was asleep. And we knew she woke up in the arms of Jesus, but that's tough, isn't it?
It is, and I'm sure you're sitting there
weeping along with me and James, because how can you not be? And if you were that mother and your little four-year-old said, Mother, I'm going. Can you understand the heartache that mother must have felt? I do. I understand it. Let's help these children, let's feed them, that they don't have to die because of lack of nutrition. We have the opportunity. So join with us. Will you do that right now?
I just... You know, when you lose a child, it's been so well said, you live the rest of your life with a broken heart. And I have a broken heart, but I don't just have a broken heart because we lost a child. I have a broken heart because of all the broken hearts. And I know the only one who can heal the broken hearts and the ache and the pain and the memories, they don't go away. He just holds our broken heart. He's the shoulder to lean on, and I try to be a shoulder for people to lean on. A lot of big men have told me I'm the greatest shoulder they ever leaned on. I've tried to be a shoulder for a lot of people to lean on because I care. And the viewers who watch our show care. We don't give because we think we're going to get this big return. We know that God blesses those who sow, and he says he'll provide when you give, and he is your treasure, and you put your treasure in the kingdom of heaven purpose, he'll see to it that you can keep being a blessing. I know that. But we actually just give to bless, to give life. Life Today, it's the name of our show. We're trying to share life with every testimony, every story. Such beautiful ones you see here on Life Today. Every day you see life. But we give life today, and we're asking you to do it right now. Whether it's providing water or setting the sexually trafficked free or giving food to the starving, saving a mother's child, becoming their miracle so they don't have to hear, Mom, I'm going. Father, would you please help everybody watching right now to go and get their bank card or check or whatever and make the best gift they can to give the greatest gift, to give life, life itself, and even life eternal, because we will share your son Jesus with them, not just in word only, but in demonstration, in deed. So please help them to be part of the deed, doing what you say in Jesus' name. Would you go and get your bank card and use it like a check? We've got some gifts to send you. I guarantee you don't like them. We don't send you anything that doesn't bless you. But you're going to be given the greatest blessing. You're going to be given life. You're going to be the miracle some mother longs for. She doesn't have to hear a child say, I'm going. She's going to watch them live, watch them play. Watch them be happy because you gave them life. And we're going to point them to the life, to Jesus. And they're going to believe because of your gift. Get your bank card, dial the number, go online, and make the gift God put on your heart. Help us feed as many kids as you can, please.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering and facing severe malnutrition. Lack of rainfall and severe drought has led to one of the deadliest food crises in 40 years. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Life Planner. Bound in soft-touch leather, this planner will help you in your daily walk, with space for you to record your appointments, goals, inspirational notes, and prayers. With your gift of $100 or more, please request a scripture pen set, perfect companions to the Life Planner. These beautiful wooden pens are inscribed with scripture references to keep your heart focused on God's plans for you. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, Be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This beautiful bronze is a reminder to care for children around the world in both word and deed. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I'm anxious for you to get these pens and use this incredible life planner. This is a fabulous planner. You are going to love it. It is just absolutely the neatest thing. And you can plan out everything, and they've got so many scriptures and beauty and inspiration, and then let the children come. I hope if you can help us feed 100 kids, you will. Well, I got to say to you, Bowen, you really blessed us. And you really do look like Jesus. And you do too, Matt. And I'm sure Sarah does.
She does.
I'm sure she puts both of you in the shade.
Sarah, undoubtedly.
We're going to meet you. What a beautiful family. Girls, we're glad you got this little brother.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you all for blessing us. Thanks for watching Life Today. Always share Life Today with somebody. Thank you.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news with the Life Today social media experience.
It's not just that I should let go of control because control is an illusion, but that it will actually cost me whenever I try.
Next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.